time now for KJN's RP Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. So?
I'm just fine, thank you. A little chilled this morning.
Got pretty chilly overnight.
Yes, it did. A little bit of frost out there in some areas, too. Wacky weather card for this week. A wacky forecast. The high temperatures for this week are
65, 78, 85. 65, 56.
It's like the peak of a mountain. We start here, we work our way up toward Wednesday, and then back down. It's like a roller coaster,
yep.
Literally.
Yep.
We're going to go up, we're going to go down, and we're going to start at 65 today-ish.
Yep.
Be 85 by the middle of the week and down to about 55 by the end of the week.
If you're one of those people that takes half days on Fridays, you might want to consider switching that to Wednesday.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, half day on Friday. I'll take the warm half, please. It's not going to be there Friday, apparently, though. It's just kind of the way it goes. But welcome to April. That's your excuse for all this. That's your explanation. It's April. It didn't work in March, but it's working in April. Brett, how are you this morning?
No, not too bad.
Good.
That's kind of the story of it. One day you work on air conditioners, the next day you work on furnaces.
We've always joked that's the frustrating part about this. You got to go grab the keys to the lockbox to get to the thermostat every day, it seems like. In the morning, you're turning on the heat. By afternoon, you're turning on the air conditioning.
You know, the old line in Iowa, if you don't like the way the weather, wait a little while, is true. It's what we're seeing.
And you're going to see it completely this week, I guess. Everything but snow this week.
Yeah.
Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Lennox has always been respected in the heating and air conditioning fields as one manufacturer to follow with all their innovations. They were the first manufacturer to really enter the air quality market and still to lead the field with their Pure Air unit. This miraculous product combines an ultraviolet light with an electronic air cleaner and a MERV 16 filter to give you the cleanest air possible in your entire home, not just one room. If you have allergies, you will notice an immediate improvement in your comfort and allergy symptoms. From hay fever to sinus to asthma symptoms, this great machine will help alleviate those terrible times. Give us a call soon and start breathing the good air. Call the Atlantic store at 243-1512 or the Harlan store at 755-3286 to get more information.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Where are you in life? About 40,000 Iowans will turn 65 this year, and that means they end up having to deal with all kinds of issues with regard to Medicare and all those kinds of things that you have to be aware of. And for those who approach the age of 65, the folks at the Senior Health Information and Insurance Information Program remind that there are four key Medicare questions that need to be answered. We're getting closer to that every day, aren't we?
No, I'm not going to admit that yet.
I don't know. I don't see a lot of coloring in that hair anymore.
That's been gone for a long time.
Well, at least it's there. But, yeah, there are a lot of issues that need to be dealt with for those who are getting close to your 65th birthday. In fact, you know, it seems like once you turn 60, there are just a lot of issues that all of a sudden you probably need to be aware of. You know, things you need to start thinking about Social Security and these types of issues because you're going to be coming down on that fairly quickly. You know, Medicare, those types of things. I mean, there are a lot of issues that need to be discussed. All of a sudden, it seems like just about the time you're thinking about slowing down in life, there are some issues that come up that make you speed back up a little bit again, or at least turn that gray matter back on for a while. But, you know, some things that come up, and Medicare is one of them, because there are certain deadlines, and there can be penalties and things, too, if things aren't done in a timely fashion. So you want to make sure that not only do you make timely decisions, but that you make the appropriate decisions as well, because, you know, these are the types of decisions that you'll make at this point. They're going to affect you most likely the rest of your life. And they're pretty important ones, too, with regard to your health and well-being. One of the things you need to ask yourself is, are you going to enroll? Should you enroll in Medicare Part A and Part B? And if you determine with Social Security that the answer to that question is yes, then how do you want to get your Medicare coverage? Through traditional Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan? See, there's a test. You didn't realize that, did you? Next, you enroll in Medicare Part D for prescription drug coverage. Will you do that? And finally, then, would you have some sort of supplemental coverage that'll help you cover costs that are not paid by Medicare? You know, even if you plan to continue working after the age of 65, or perhaps you have a spouse who'll be working and providing you with your health coverage, you still need to understand Medicare's eligibility and enrollment rules and evaluate which options will provide you with the most effective health care coverage. Now, there are several different ways you can find out some of that information. One of those is to sit down with one of the Senior Health Insurance Information Program counselors that are available to sit down with you for free face-to-face opportunities to discuss some of those Medicare options and things. It's free, confidential, objective. The Senior Health Insurance Information Program, which is a subdivision of the Iowa Insurance Division, also has some different publications. And I was looking at those the other day, and not that I'm that close to that particular time in life, but just kind of looking at some of the issues when I noticed that there are these questions and answers and things. They have a couple of different, actually they have several different resources available, a couple of pamphlets that you can check out, though. One of them is called Getting Ready to Retire, Health Insurance Issues. And what it does is it lists a lot of the things that you probably should consider and gives you some ideas for some talking points and things if you're going to sit down and have that discussion with your spouse or perhaps with a counselor. It asks about some of the questions, you know, before you make the decision to retire. You know, you do need to sit down and understand the health insurance options that are available out there. And some of the questions you need to ask depend on certain things like your age, your spouse's age, you know, whether you or your spouse are eligible for Medicare, you know, whether you or your spouse will continue to be employed, and the number of employees where you and your spouse are employed. All these kinds of things can have an impact there. If you're retiring under the age of 65, then you may have continued health care coverage when you retire. There are other, certain other issues that need to be addressed too. For example, it's different if you're if you work for a public employer, like a school or a city or county government or the state of Iowa or what have you, as opposed to if you're a non-public employed. And you need to look at those kinds of issues. COBRA issues come into effect. There are also issues that are a little bit different if you're at 65 or older and you or your spouse will still be working. Also, if you're age 65 and you're retired and you do not have a spouse that is still working, there are all issues there. And then there are issues that come up for a spouse as well that do need to be addressed. And all these things are talked about in this pamphlet called Getting Ready to Retire, the Health Insurance Issues. And that can be found on the Senior Health Insurance Information website. And that website is www.therightcalliowa.gov. A lot of issues that can be discussed there. And another piece that is particularly helpful as well probably is going to be the checklist for new Medicare beneficiaries. That's what it's called, and you can find that on the website as well. You just go there and print this off, and it's literally a checklist. It lists all these different things, Medicare Part A and Part B, deciding on how you want to get your Medicare coverage, whether it be traditional or an Advantage plan. It's got all these different things about Medicare Part D, and it's all done in checklist plan. And it's not just in checklist format, and it's not just a checklist plan. It's also got a lot of notes and things there as well. I mean, if you check the box, there are some other check marks underneath that you can kind of take a look at, and it gives you some different examples and things and gives you some other issues that you may want to think about before you decide whether or not you want to take advantage of that particular issue. So if you're looking at looking for some help, looking for a little bit of information that you might be able to just kind of sit down with, perhaps before you make any kind of a call to talk to a counselor with that program. These are some things that you, resources you may want to have in your possession, some things that you can kind of just go through. And, of course, if you sit down with your spouse and you discuss a lot of these types of issues and you still kind of find it a little bit overwhelming or you're just unsure whether you're making the right decisions for your particular situation, and everyone's situation is different. Just because the rest of the folks in your bridge club may have decided to do one thing doesn't necessarily mean that making those same decisions will be right for you. Everyone's circumstances are certainly different, then that might be a chance for you to, after you have that sit-down in the house, is to maybe make that phone call and have a sit-down with one of the counselors as well, and they can help walk you through some of these things and help you decide. They're not going to decide for you, but they will help you to wade through all those different things and perhaps come up with some good questions that you might be able to ask yourself when you're making all those decisions to see which plans might be the appropriate ways for you to go. So if you want to check those things out, the easy way to do that is just to go online. You can go online and check out their website. It's www.therightcalliowa.gov. All squished together as if it were one word, therightcalliowa.gov. You can also call them as well. You can contact those folks at 800-351-4664. And also folks who live here in the Atlantic Cass County area, if you want to call the Cass County Memorial Hospital, they have SHIP volunteers through that facility as well. You can contact those folks here also and ask for the Senior Health Insurance Information Program counseling counselors, and they will set you up with an appointment so that you can sit down and maybe have that visit. Make sure you're making good decisions that will last you the rest of your life. That's a long time, we hope.
I hope so.
Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Plumbing problems always seem to happen at the worst times, and Camlin Plumbing and Heating is always ready to help you. All our technicians are equipped to handle 90% of the jobs with the right material from their trucks and are especially ready to run at the first opportunity to help you out. With as many technicians as we have on our staff, we will get to your problem faster than any other mechanical company in the area, and with our longevity and training experience, we will fix your problem in an efficient and professional manner. You really can trust in Camlin Plumbing and Heating for the service, the quality, and the efficiency that you deserve. Give us a call the next time at 243-1512 in Atlantic and at 755-3286 in the Harlan area. The thought of the day today is by C.S. Lewis. It says, you have to let go at some point in order to move forward.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. A couple of other things real quick, too, about that. They do also make another booklet called Medicare, What You Need to Know. You can find that on the website. And they also have a list of Welcome to Medicare seminars that they're going to offer around the state. They're two-hour seminars to provide you with information, helping you with those four basic questions. And if you want to go to their Senior Health Insurance Information Program Facebook page, you can find notices about those seminars when they do come to the area. Brett, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go make it a great day, and God bless America.